All right, Tyler, you're a self-proclaimed prepper. What exactly does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I just generally, I keep myself prepared for whatever may happen. Earthquake, major power outage. I know we kind of live on an island on the west coast of BC where things can happen here. So I like to be prepared in the fact that, you know, we have food storages, water filtration, all of that stuff, where if we lose the normal comforts like electricity and stuff like that, we know how to handle ourselves. I make drills for my family. Every once in a while, I'll just turn the breakers off and then give them a scenario of how to deal with it. And so that way it's in practice, so nobody panics and everything's good.
Do you guys have like a special zombie drill you do every Halloween?
Yeah, no, I don't think we're too worried about zombies or that sort of thing. I'm more worried about loss of power and, you know, medical services, clean water, food source. There's only so much food that's on the stores at the grocery store, you know, it can't be delivered over here. Where's it going to come from?
So at home, you have, is it like a room dedicated to all your supplies, or is it a closet, or what's it like?
It's almost turned into a whole room now. It started as a closet. Now it's kind of turned into almost our laundry room has been consumed.
Okay, so you have a whole room full, which means there's got to be one really weird, unusual thing in there that people wouldn't expect. What is it?
Super glue, yes.
Why?
First aid. If you gouge yourself open really badly or whatever, it's an amazing replacement for having to stitch somebody.
Have you ever used it in that way before?
I've used it in the bush a bunch of times. It works really, really well. Like, to where I've gotten to the hospital going, all right, I'm going to get my stitches now. And they've said, oh, no, this is good. And thrown a couple pieces of tape on me and sent me out the door.
So Dr. Tyler is better than some of the doctors here then?
Sometimes it can happen.
Do people look at you differently when you tell them that you're a prepper?
Not really. Most of my friends, we all sort of have the same mentality. I grew up here. Most of my friends grew up here in sort of rural Comox Valley, where, like, I remember as a kid, we'd lose our power for a week at a time, and that would be a normal thing.
All right, so the world is supposed to end on April 23rd. Do you have any suggestions or tips on how to survive here in the Comox Valley, if that is the actual case?
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Don't panic. If you panic, you don't think clearly, you make bad decisions, keep yourself safe. But really, it's just the biggest thing is don't panic.
Okay, so are you prepared for this Monday then?
I'm kind of prepared for whatever happens any day. So it's really no different than any other day to me that I don't have a lot of level of caring if all of a sudden there would be no society tomorrow.
Awesome, cool. Well, I'm coming over if something happens, okay?
Yeah, our house is a pretty safe place.
All right, Tyler, thanks a lot, man.
All right, thanks a lot.